Happy now to have Dan Thornton on the line. He's the athletic director at Pentucket Regional High School. And Dan, welcome back to MSO.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Another boring day at the office. Dan, tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we got a few things going on. So we tore down the old high school that was here since the 50s, and we were opening up a new building, and actually we're hoping to get occupancy, I think, this week.
Fantastic.
Maybe even today. So we're just waiting to get in there, and it's going to be a pretty exciting time for the student-athletes here at Pentucket, that's for sure.
Well, I want to get in a little bit more about your role in this kind of stuff, but first, how about a quick look back at spring sports, because baseball and your lacrosse teams had particularly good seasons.
Yeah, it was actually a very exciting spring. Baseball team did very well. They were a three-way tie, I think, for Cal champions, and had a good run. Started the playoffs, we got a win, and then we ran into the Austin Prep team, which, as you know, went on to be the eventual state champs. But that was, I believe it was a 2-1 ball game that we had. We were right there at the end and could have gone either way. And it was an exciting game. And as you mentioned with the lacrosse teams, both the boys and the girls teams advanced pretty far into the tournament as well and had an outstanding season. So it was a pretty exciting spring, that's for sure.
How do you rate the new system that was installed this past school year in terms of power rankings and all that stuff, and how'd your coaches look at it? Because it seemed from my point of view, you know, being a very not knowledgeable guy as I stutter over here, it looked like the system worked pretty well.
Yeah, I don't have any complaints with it either. We had the playoff games that we were in all really fall, winter, and spring all seemed to be, you know, very competitive games. I think the way that the system worked out for us, it was really no complaints at all. And the coaches on our staff anyways were pretty happy with it as well. And I think, you know, sometimes you run into it, and we looked at it with tennis, I think, at one point where our boys tennis team was down, and before the seedings came out, you know, it was very preliminary, but my coach was looking at it and thinking that we were going to have to travel to either Nantucket or Martha's Vineyard. But they were actually excited. They were like, oh, that'd be cool. We get to get on a boat and drive over to the island. It'd be fun.
Yeah, you know, from that I haven't thought about that. But, yeah, kids who have had to travel across the state, not necessarily a bad experience.
No, it's really not. I mean, in terms of the state as well, I mean, yeah, you might be looking at a two-hour ride at some point. But, I mean, the kids look at it, and it's a playoff game, and it's exciting. You know, it's a road trip.
I played JV football in Texas, and we had a four-hour trip one time on a Thursday. So
right.
We got home.
I talked to some of the athletic directors from other parts of the country. They'll tell me about, like, oh, what's your longest trip? And, you know, you say, oh, sometimes we have to go to Rockport.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the kids, they think that's the other side of the world, and you're like, it's an hour away. It's nothing.
All right, Coach, tell me about now the move. First of all, from your standpoint, your office and logistics and equipment and all that, what's that entail right now? What's going on?
It's a whirlwind. It basically started back in 2015 when we applied for the Mass Building Association for the school, and it went through, and here we are in 2022 where the building is actually going to be opened. The site where the old high school is will be a parking lot. So, but to be like, it's been the craziest summer just in the sense that we're transitioning out. We knocked down the old building, which, again, it's been here since the 50s. The amount of trophies that are in these buildings, the amount of uniforms. We've also transitioned from our name. We were the Pentucket Sachems, and we're now the Pentucket Panthers. So we're in the process of, you know, all different equipment, the uniforms, you know, anything. It's just a massive change, and the amount of equipment really is the biggest thing right now that we're trying to figure out, because, you know, we open up camp tomorrow, with the golf teams and the football teams, and it's like, you know, there's still so much construction going on the site where you're like, where are the footballs? And where are the, you know, where is everything? We got to find this stuff. It's been a process all summer.
Sounds to me like you need a museum, too, for all the stuff you might have found.
Well, honestly, in terms of trophies, I can't even tell you. It's amazing when you look at it, and, you know, Pentucket's from the 1950s. You know, I mean, you can think of other schools like a Haverhill or Lawrence, schools that have been around for so much longer and what they must have. But it's amazing how much gets accumulated over the years, that's for sure.
Dan, I want to ask you, despite the extra stretch that you're under right now, each season brings with it, I don't know, some pregame jitters, if you will, or things you have to organize. And at the end of each season, you got to do the same thing. In terms of going into the fall, how is that a little bit different from all the rest of the seasons you have to prepare for?
I just think it's exciting because, you know, in the world that we live in with education, it gives you a chance to start over every single year. Whereas, you know, there's other industries where business where maybe where you're constantly doing the same thing and you never really get that break. But, you know, we're allowed to reinvent ourselves every single year when school ends in June and then you come back in August. And, you know, you can really think about things over the summer and what went well, what didn't go well, you know, things that you might want to tweak a little bit. And then, you know, you also get a brand new class of students coming in, and it's always, I think fall is really the most exciting time of the year for me. I love the start of the year. It's exciting.
I remember that as a teacher.
Because, you know, we've been, as administrators, we're all looking at each other all summer and scheduling and doing the maintenance of a building and whatnot. And, you know, it's what we're really here for is the kids. And when the students come back, I mean, it brings life back into the school.
You know, I love it when you personalize it, and you said reinvent yourself. Have you had situations, and obviously no names mentioned, but where maybe at the end of one school year you had a particular student athlete or a few of them who were kind of very testy and a lot of hard work, but then they come back and they're completely different people. They've grown, they become either juniors or seniors. That's got to be a great experience as well.
It's tremendous. It makes it worth it, too, because I can't tell you how many times we've had, you know, a freshman or a sophomore come in, and they give you a little bit of a run for the money, and then, you know, it's great, and what makes it worthwhile is when you talk to them, even after they graduate, and they can just say, hey, you know, I really appreciate what you said to me when I was a sophomore, or, you know, you can even see how much they grow in 4 years. It's such a developmental period for these student-athletes, and, you know, that's why it's important to have everybody on. You know, always keeping an eye on these kids and looking out for them because, you know, it's just a huge growth period in their lives.
Do you have any coaches in the building? Do you have some coaches on staff, whatever season it might be, who, you know, teach in the building as well?
Oh, we have a lot, yeah.
That's
quite a few of our coaches are teachers, yeah.
Excellent, absolutely. Excellent. All right, tell me what's going on now in terms of fall preparation, your coaches, your coaching staff, and so on. I imagine, you know, start with golf and football because that's on the immediate horizon, and next week it all breaks loose.
Yeah, we had our coaches meeting on Wednesday this week, so giving them a little bit of a lowdown. A lot of it was logistics, you know, where we can park, where teams can practice. So that's going to be the biggest focus to start the season because it's just it's going to be a little bit tight. But, you know, our football team, for instance, is going to be Road Warriors this year because we still don't have a stadium. But a year from now, they're in the process right now of tearing down the middle school. So that'll be a new stadium for Pawtucket.
Wow.
And, you know, it'll be quite an experience for them. And then, like you said, everybody else starts on Monday. So we're really going to be swinging, you know, a few days from now. It's going to be great.
And for your coaches, they don't have that black cloud of COVID hanging over their head as much anymore, do they?
No, it's something that we really didn't even talk about at the coaches meeting, which is nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you said, the last couple of years, that was probably one of the biggest topics that we were talking about, and masks and where we could go and how we were going to sanitize and what a bus trip was going to look like. And it's really interesting that you just mentioned that because I didn't even mention COVID in my meeting the other day.
Well, you know what? As further and further it gets in the rearview mirror, the happier we are. I'll tell you, that's good.
Oh, amen to that.
All right. I don't want to put you on the spot because I know you probably don't have this at your fingertips, but could you give a mention about maybe your head coaches this fall, maybe starting with football and golf?
Yeah, well, we have John Clooney and Ed Hickey. You might know Ed from our basketball team, but he's going to be new joining the golf staff. Hmm. Those two are going to coach together, and Coach Hayden, of course, and Coach Leary are back heading up the football team. So, I can't even tell you how many years Coach Hayden's been here, but we must be talking 40 now.
Well, you know, the league just lost one with Jim Pugh, so it's okay, man. You got to keep these legends in the game.
That's right. Yeah. No. Happy to have him back too.
Okay. And what starts next week? What do you have? What's the rest of the fall lineup look like?
Next week we'll be starting up. We have Andy Casey is going to be a new coach for our girls team. He was the JV coach last year, and he'll be taking over this year for Coach Millard. And we have Gus Savage, who's going to be taking over our soccer team, and Christian Langlois, who was the coach here for soccer for the past 20 years, actually retired at the end of last year. So two changes in soccer, which is big. Ruth Beaton coming off her most successful field hockey season of all time last year. You know, we went to the North Finals in field hockey, so she'll be back and returning this year. And she was also being inducted into the Hall of Fame, which is pretty interesting for her. And congratulations. That's going to be great.
Absolutely. So
that's a big deal. And we got Coach Ruland and Coach Sherman coming back for cross country. And Coach Gad's going to be back with Coach Freitas for our cheerleading squad. And wrapping that up, we do have the volleyball team is going to be here with Coach Lyons. So that's a new program in the past 5 years for us, so we're looking forward to getting that going as well. It's going to be great.
All right, that's Pawtucket's Athletic Director Dan Thornton. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.